Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello, and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
With a big sigh in his voice. And I'm Big JD. Do you want to be somebody else this morning?
No. Want to be me.
I want to be me.
I want to be free.
How's it going today, Big JD?
Not bad.
That's good.
Running on schedule.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Compared to last week,
we're
doing really good.
Last week was a little rough.
It wasn't rough. I think it was smooth, but it was just running a little later than normal.
I had a rough weekend. Hey!
Yeah, I had that extra hour of sleep. You know, that extra hour of sleep can throw you off, you know?
Can it?
Yeah.
Threw me off. Threw me right off.
I think we talked about that one time, how when we go back to daylight savings time, there's like more accidents on that morning than any other morning, or the Monday following that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's probably not that many accidents when everybody gets an extra hour of sleep.
I had a little accident that night.
Did
woke
you?
Up and the bed was all wet.
Really?
Just kidding. Hey, haven't done that since last week.
Last week? Wow. What kind of dreams are you having?
Were you a bedwetter?
I had some nocturnal emissions. I'd say maybe a half dozen times. There was no problem with it. You know, it's every
pee?
No pee.
Well, that's just normal though. The pee thing isn't normal. Nocturnal emissions is normal.
I think it's
a cleansing system. Natural cleansing.
Yeah, you got a lot of frustration in you when you're 14, 15, 16, and it's got to get out.
Not me. Started doing it when I was 2.
Really?
Yeah, weird stepfather. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, clean show right here. The Jabbercast.
WWWWW. Wow, that's a lot of W's. That's like W6, W7.
We weren't supposed to say radio stations.
All right. Sorry.
It's all right. Hey.
I lose track of where we're at. Having too much fun here on the Jabbercast.
And at the Jabbercast Studio Super East.
Super East. Yeah.
I'm East. You're Super East.
Hyper East.
High Priest. Is that what you said?
Hyper East.
Hi. What's the show on this week?
Classic TV shows.
Wow. We should get into that because there's a lot of ground to cover. There was a lot of cool shows.
Yes, there was. Obviously, we're diving in already, but like it's only like 4 minutes into the show and the audience already knows.
Well, there's more news.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What's new? What's going on?
What's new with me is what's new with you. Oh, I can't stop thinking about the new iMac.
Oh, I got a new iMac.
It's huge.
Monday. 24 inches of iMac goodness. It's nice. And
it's twice as big as me. I mean mine. I mean my computer.
Yeah. 2.8 gigahertz.
Wow.
Intel Core Duo and 4 gigs of RAM.
4 gigs?
Yeah.
And what's the hard drive size?
750.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ample?
It's ample. That's a good word for sure.
So you had mentioned to me because I was going through this external hard drive problem. Mm-hmm. About some 500 gig drive, but Micro Center in Detroit has Western Digital drives that I want, 500 gigs for like $79.
There you go. Just raw 3.5 inch drive. Yeah,
just a drive without a case.
Yeah, I figured as much that they'd be under $100 just for the bare drive.
But I don't have any need right at the moment, but
I don't have
I salvaged
need
one drive out of it and the case is fine. But funny thing, I put a 40 and an 80 in that case and they both showed up as two separate drives. You'd actually have to raid them somehow. With RAID, with Disk Utility or some software or something.
Now, when you say RAID, some people are thinking bug spray.
Are thinking what?
Bug spray.
Bug spray?
Yeah.
Or police.
Or
officer
police.
Mishaps.
Yeah.
RAID, it's a... What does it stand for?
Random access. No, not random access.
Something. Stands for something. It's a...
A is
putting
array.
Putting two hard drives together to be read as like one drive.
Yep.
Or there's different RAIDs. There's you could mirror the drives. Mm-hmm. So there might be two 500 drives in one case, and you'll see it as only a 500 gig drive, I think. And the other one is just mirrored.
There's different kinds.
Well, somehow you'd have to have access to it. So it must, I think, I don't know how it works.
Yeah, there is a RAID that is completely redundant. So if you did have two 500 gig drives in it, it would only appear as 500 and everything, it just backs up automatically. Yeah, yeah. But they don't look at it as backing up. Just look, if one of those drives fails, yeah, you can just pull one of those drives out and put another one in and you still got all your...
Yeah, somehow you can switch though. Like, I think if it fails, it goes to the other drive somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. But anyway, that's what RAID is, connecting more drives together as a RAID. Yeah, you can use two external drives, I guess, and RAID them when they're plugged in.
Positively.
That's how they work, but it's crazy. Anyway, I had a problem with a RAID, and I got to the bottom of the problem, and everything's good.
Glad to hear that. Don't want to be losing stuff, even though you wouldn't lose anything because you got everything backed up pretty much.
Well, that is my backup, though. I would have lost stuff if I didn't use a special utility to get the stuff off the drive.
It is your backup?
Well, it was my home movie stuff and all that, you know what I mean? Like from the digital video camera. Luckily, I still have that stuff on the tapes. I hadn't recorded over any tapes yet or anything, so I still had it if I had to dump it all back in.
Well, that's a little risky.
But I mean, when you do that and put that stuff in, like you can't put everything in two places. Not stuff like that. That's like 50 gigs or something.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I don't think... Would you ever back that stuff up?
Oh, positively.
I have things backed up when they're done.
Once it's digital, make two copies. Have everything, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What if something happens to that drive? Then you got to do all that all over again?
Wow. I guess.
$79, 500 gig hard drive.
Yeah. What's technology come to?
There's no need to have to...
Two of everything.
Two of everything, for sure.
I feel like Noah here.
Well... You could hook up all those drives.
You know what I'm talking about?
And then run Time Machine.
Speaking of time. Now do we start the show?
I wanted to tell you one thing about Time Machine. What's that? No, is that I didn't want to use it.
You didn't want to?
No, I don't want to use it. So then when my kids logged into their site, Time Machine, the thing comes up and says you want to use Time Machine for this. And I goes, I wonder why it's asking you just so you can back up your stuff, I'm figuring. I said, say no to that. Don't worry. Everything's getting backed up on these drives. And then when Kim logged in, it asked her too, do you want to use Time Machine to back up your thing? I said, well, let's just so I can see what Time Machine actually really does. When it does, let's just use it. And it turns out it backs up everything, all four users on that computer.
Really?
Yeah. That's kind of weird.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Unless you can get into preferences and change things like that, that's...
You can't. The preferences are super... Dinky.
Yeah, it's made to be easy and just be back up.
Yeah.
Just back everything up. That's it. That's your choice. You want to back everything up?
That's
yeah, or no?
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much
yes,
what
I do,
is.
Or no, I'll do it on my own. So
the only option you get, like if it sees external hard drives, it asks you, do you want me to back up that stuff too?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah. Anyway, this week we're talking about classic TV shows. Three's Company. Mr. Ed. All those goodies. Wait till somebody gets home. Wait till the bread earner gets home.
Wait till your father gets home, yeah. And that's something.
My Three Sons.
Oh, yeah.
I have two, but...
I have none.
Your what?
My No Sons.
My No Sons. That sounds Japanese. So do you have some kind of way we're going to attack these shows? We're going to start at the beginning, start at the 50s, or...
You know... We could. Do you want to start at years? And you know what I was thinking? Because we have all these theme songs and stuff to play. And I'm just going to let them all run through the show. So I was thinking of just going down the list and play it and talk about it.
All right, go ahead.
And if we don't like the show or don't know much about it, we just skip it.
All right, whatever, sure. If you called a whole bunch of theme music.
Cheers.
Cheers. Okay.
That was on the verge of classic TV, I think.
Cheers.
Cheers.
There we go. Nothing like scotch in the morning, eh? It's
so Cheers, Norm. He was a big thing on Cheers. Dan.
He was a big She's probably the biggest
thing. And the show that came after, the guy was a doctor there.
Fraser?
Ted.
Oh.
Dan. What was his name on there?
Sam.
Yeah. Remember the other show that came out after that and he was a doctor?
Yes.
Booker?
Way after.
Yeah,
Cheers
something.
Died.
Anyways.
It's because Frasier went right after
Cheers. And Frasier, sure. That's really cool.
So they figured.
Get into Frasier after, but.
Because Sam was like the star of the show.
But some people offshot from there.
Yeah. Ted, what was his name?
Ted Boomer. Ted Danson.
Danson. I was going to say Danzig. Ted Danzig.
We're on to Beverly Hillbillies now.
Holy moly.
Step back in time, eh?
Well,
none of them were color.
Well, who was Norm's sidekick?
Norm, if you guys want to go, mailman.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah, exactly. What's his name?
Cliff.
Cliff. Claiborne.
There you go. And Danny DeVito's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Was in there. And Christy Alley. And the other girl was in a bunch of movies. She came from MASH, I think she was on.
Who?
The guy, Sam, the girl Sam dated on there.
Well, he only dated like 20.
But the two main bar owner ladies.
Oh.
One was Christy Alley and the other one. Yeah, she was in MASH way back.
Really? I don't remember her being on MASH. Okay. You can move on now, I guess. Woody Hills Harrison. Oh,
Woody, yeah. Woody, big movie star and everything. Sure.
He was a late bloomer. He came in after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's...
a lot of big people came out of that show, though, isn't it? Not all shows are like that, where everybody...
A lot of people flourished after that show.
Flourished. I like that.
Died. I'll use it again.
Okay. Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, that show flourished.
You know, I think I was watching an episode of Lidsville. You ever remember that Saturday morning thing, Lidsville?
Never heard of Lidsville.
It was Marty Croft, Croft and...
Oh, yeah. Croft, Seals and Croft.
Yeah. And Lidsville, I think Granny was on Lidsville. She was all dressed up. You couldn't really tell who she is, but she was on that show, Saturday morning kids show later on.
Lidsville.
She must have lived forever, man. She was old in Beverly Hillbillies.
She was, well, I don't know. Was she really old?
Bodine.
Was she really old?
She looked old.
I know. She was skinny and she had, you know.
She was an old lady, though.
And she could really talk really good.
Yeah, but I think
voice.
She was old. She wasn't made up to look old.
I guess not. I don't know. She had that good walk. And she probably was an awesome actress.
Can you hear these?
Yeah.
Gilligan's Island. That was awesome. Wasn't that a great show?
I think I've watched them all.
Yeah. Yeah. Gilligan's Island was great. And they were black and white in the beginning. And they went color.
Started getting rough.
Bob Denver. You know what he went on to after?
Smoking Pot.
Dusty's Trails. You remember that? Dusty's Trails, Bob Denver.
That sounds familiar. Now
and it was similar. It was all laid out. They were a Western setting.
Western, that's what it was.
But they were all the same amount of people as Gilligan's Island. All the same kind of setup.
Oh, yeah.
The main head guy was like the skipper guy. And they had the two girls and a smart, intelligent type guy that was with them. And it was a wagon that got lost somewhere. And the whole series was on them being lost, trying to get to California or wherever.
Exactly.
Weird, man. Same thing.
Well, let's say that they just wanted to use a formula, and they figured out that formula was
But it didn't work the second time around. I didn't mind it, but, you know, it wasn't the same thing.
It wasn't the same thing, no. You needed Thurston Howell III and his wife to be there.
They had the same two people, two rich people like that. I used to like this Fame theme song, though. If that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a cool
You liked
thing.
That?
The theme song was cool. Disco-y thing.
Oh, so too disco.
I don't know if I... Yeah, the show was okay, I guess.
It was like an artsy kind of show, I think.
Yeah, dancers.
Yeah, it was a arts high school kind of thing in New York. Was that right?
I don't remember where even.
I just...
All of a sudden, Big JD and Lippo go silent. Beyond it is another dimension. They've gone on to another dimension, known as the Twilight Zone.
Now this is old.
Yeah, it's pretty old. It's pretty cool though. Twilight Zone. I dug that big time. Those stories were awesome. Then they came out with another one later. Well, he went on to after that was Night Gallery. Was it after that? I think. And he hosted that too, didn't he? And then there was the later Twilight Zone that came out in color stuff.
We're just going to run this for an hour. Just this whole, we're just going to talk about each one over. Got an hour's worth of stuff.
I got hours and hours, man. I'm going to have to skip over them. Like right now, we're going to skip over the Rockford Files and go right to Charles in Charge. And you know who Charles was?
Scott Baio.
Yeah. From?
The Happy Days.
Yeah. He was Arthur Fonzarelli's nephew or something?
Cousin.
Cousin, yeah.
Yeah.
Might Charles in Charge. I didn't really care that much for Charles in Charge, yeah, but I used to watch it.
A lot of people came out of that show as well.
Oh, Happy Days. Well, Ron Howard, notably biggest director in the world.
And Charles in Charge, I'm trying to think.
Oh, no, that I don't recall. Who was even in that besides Charles? But I'm sure you can appreciate this one.
It's Gunsmoke. No, it's Bonanza.
Close, so. Yeah. Bonanza was a cool Western.
No, this was a Western program, but this guitar part reminded me of surf music. You know, it's that kind of...
Yeah, a little bit.
That part in the background, yeah.
The guitar part, yeah. It was kind of surfish.
My mom always watched
Bonanza, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She loved it.
My grandmother likes Walker, the karate guy there, Chuck Norris. She watches that all the time.
Texas Ranger.
Texas Ranger. Walker, Texas Ranger. I think we talked about that before. That was a big thing, man, when I was a kid. Scooby-Doo. They had the Three Stooges on there, cartoon, and Batman. Remember Scooby-Doo and the Globetrotters was on the show once?
Boy, I'm remembering that just as you're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
That they had special guests on the cartoon.
Isn't that funny? That's like the Toy Story and stuff like that. In Shrek, they have outtakes.
Yeah, they make outtakes with other people.
That is so cool, I think, though. By the way, B-Movie was pretty cool. I watched that last night.
B-Movie, what's that about?
Animated Jerry Seinfeld movie.
Oh, B.
Yeah.
The B-Movie. Mm-hmm. Not a B-Movie.
B-Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not a B-Movie.
Do you remember this? Some people came out of this doing other things, too, later. Oh, wrong deal there. The lady that headed the Facts of Life, she was on lots of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that lady? Yep. And I don't know her name. And Tootie. She went on to be on some, like a evening black sitcom type thing later.
Yes.
Tootie. I don't remember the name of what that was, but it was a few girls like that lived together or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the one with Queen Latifah.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
But I don't remember the name of the show.
And then, of course,
you know who I used to like on there, though? Joe.
Joe on Facts of Life?
Yeah, remember? She was like the tomboy chick. She was pretty hot, though. Hey.
It's cause
remember
it's
got, Joe?
Yeah, I remember Joe.
I think everybody dug Joe. there was the rich girl on there. And then that other one, Natalie, never went no place. Ooh. Andy Griffith.
Well, this
gotta
is
get your digs in.
This
huh?
is this is Mayberry.
Yeah, Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, it's the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, that's what it was called. The Andy Griffith Show. He lived in Mayberry.
Yep.
And of course, his sidekick, deputy Barney Fife, who was
Don Knotts.
Yeah. Big time, dude. When did he made all his movies after that? I guess, eh? Pretty much.
I'm not sure what the timeline of that was. You sure? It might have been before that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I thought, what was Mayberry RFD?
Mayberry what?
RFD.
RFD?
Yeah, that's what I thought that was.
Oh, like. It wasn't RFD. It wasn't a police department.
No, it was Mayberry RFD. I think so. So I swore that was the name of the program.
No, not called that. I don't know what that is.
And this is the jazz version of this tune?
Yeah, it kind of slipped into something like that, I guess. Might be the whole thing. Like, usually you don't hear the whole theme songs in
often
shows.
Often
you
don't
hear
the whole theme song, yes. There's some funky
bass. Hey, hey, that's some classic stuff there. Bill Cosby.
No, this isn't Bing Crosby. This is a Bill Cosby scene. This
no, no. He didn't sing it at all, did he?
No, I don't think so. But he played every other voice on that show.
I be like the guy that be talking like this, but man, he was the cool one.
Yes, he was.
Remember that?
This is Bill Cosby coming at you with music
there
and fun.
There he is
there. And if you're not careful, you may learn.
This was kind of neat, but I didn't... He was kind of funny. Alf. Remember that stuffed character guy? Alf. He was from outer space.
Yeah. He was really... it was a popular show. I didn't dig it either.
Yeah, it was... I didn't know what to think of it, really. But he was kind of funny.
As a kid, you always wanted to see his feet. You wanted to see him walk.
Yeah, you'd never see that. This was a... Huh?
What happened to Beverly Hillbillies there? Oh, we already did Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
A Ren and Stimpy theme song. That was a great cartoon, man.
Ren and Stimpy.
Did you used to watch that?
Oh, yeah. When we had cable at my apartment in Belgrade.
I wouldn't say that was the most classic. You know what I mean?
Well, no, it's Ren and Stimpy.
Back,
it's like
it was
80s something.
Yeah, but still, it's... I don't know. Kind of long gone now.
It's groundbreaking,
so good.
That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely was.
I rented a DVD just a couple weeks ago of Ren and Stimpy. It had the lost episode now. It was... vulgar, very vulgar.
Yeah. A friend of mine from work, his, I think it's his uncle, did some work on Ren and Stimpy. And he had that stuff, and it finally came out, actually. He was supposed to get it for me at some point, but... Because he said he could get it from his uncle or whatever.
Because he had
those vulgar things, but then it came out on DVD or whatever.
It's on DVD, yeah.
Yeah.
You get the whole...
This is classic TV for sure. Brady Bunch?
For sure.
That was a big thing back in the day.
Yes, it was.
And none of them really went on to anything super big. Florence Henderson, maybe, the mother, but...
She was big before.
Well, I guess, yeah, I don't know.
I think that's
all
the same
she did, but...
I think that's the same as Don Knotts. You know, he had his career, and then once it started winding down, they'd do a TV show.
Yeah.
But Florence Henderson, she just had that all-American mom kind of thing about her that she does even now. Like, she spoofs herself in a lot of
other
shows.
Yeah. She plays mothers on things. More classic TV here from the 60s.
The Addams Family.
That was a great show, too. Witty.
Yes, it was.
Although I dug the Munsters more, honestly.
The Addams Family was more darker, I think. Whereas...
Yeah, it wasn't right...
Frankenstein only. The Munsters was more like Bedrock or the Flintstones, scary version of Flintstones.
Really quick humor that you could get easily.
Right. Whereas the male lead in this was, he was cool and everything. Whereas in the Munsters and in the Flintstones.
It's more like dumb.
It's like Homer Simpson kind of guy.
Goonie.
Yeah.
And of course, it doesn't get too much better than Sanford and Son.
I love that hard part in there.
Yeah.
And this is, whose music is this? This is,
I'm not sure who did it.
Yeah, you do.
I don't remember, though. Uh-huh. Demond Wilson. That was Lamont.
That was Lamont, yes.
Red Fox, the father.
Oh, look at that.
Grady.
Grady, there
Bubba.
You go. Bubba, awesome, yeah.
Woodrow.
Woodrow, what's the chick's name?
Aunt Esther.
Aunt Esther, that's who it was.
Aunt Esther.
Aunt Esther.
As Lamont would say. What a great show, man. I love that.
Yeah, it was good.
My buddy looks just like Red Fox.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The white version.
The white version of Red Fox? Yeah. He's got the beard. And
he's got everything. He's got the lips.
Look and
same lips.
He's got the kind of same swagger.
I don't know. Wears army boots. Do you ever see Red Fox and he takes his clothes off and he's got... one-piece tights with army boots.
He's got a onesie on, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that for sure.
Oh, this was great classic TV, Get Smart.
I love this show, too. Yep.
That was great.
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Me and Agent 99.
Agent 99 and Agent 86.
Yeah. And what was his name?
Maxwell.
Don.
Oh, his
Don Adams.
Name. Don Adams.
Remember he had Don Adams screen test after that?
No.
That's or not right after maybe, but sometime Don Adams screen test where they screen test people to be to actors and to be in something after. It was a screen test. You had to remember your lines and do everything, and it was almost like a reality show way back then, before reality shows were available to us.
Sure, there are certain instances of reality shows that always come up. Quincy Jones,
yeah,
that's who I was thinking of.
Okay,
the music for San Francisco.
Time music guy.
Yeah,
wasn't he married to? Jenny Jones?
No. He wishes.
Here's the Munsters.
No, this is more surf
music. And they were cool, man. Yeah, this is surfy music. And they had the hot rods and everything.
Yeah.
The cars. They were so cool.
But did they know they were cool then? Was that cool back then?
Well, yeah. It was hip.
Hip. Or that's hep. What it was. It was hip and happening.
And then they had a couple movies after, too, the Munsters. One of them was all the original characters. And
yep.
And who runs the website now, Munsters' website, is still Butch. And you can hire Butch to do stuff. Come to your Halloween party and sure. everything. He does stuff. Isn't that neat?
Well, it's neat, but kind of sad.
This is a good classic cartoon, The Jetsons.
Another, I wouldn't miss this for the world, by the way.
Jetsons was great. I always look at the box set when I'm in a store and think, oh, I'd love to get that DVD, but I just don't. I'll get the Tom and Jerry one instead.
Do you like Tom and Jerry better than Jetsons?
I don't know. That's a tough call, actually.
I like the Jetsons.
Yeah, they're two different worlds, I think, though.
Yeah, when I was watching Tom and Jerry, I was a small child.
Yeah, there's no dialogue or anything in it.
Not much dialogue, no. But the Jetsons, I actually, all the stuff they were doing, like, you know, they asked for food that comes out of the thing.
And, yeah, and, it's and a the futuristic
robot,
thing.
The robot did the dishes.
You were in the space back then.
And she was a female robot, which I never actually thought about, you know?
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, but I just
Betty, was it? Or no?
Probably some common name like that, yeah.
His boy Elroy. How about this?
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger, ready to look out.
Uh-huh. Left my mic up anyway.
I'm not coughing into
you. Got it on mine.
A little bleeding.
Batman.
More the, awesome the series. Guitar right? music.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
play this, like, if someone breaks a string, this is the breaking your string song right here.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. One guy just starts playing this. Oh, cool. Yeah, Batman.
We used to do a theme, so the Munsters theme song with Calamity Jane.
Oh, yeah.
I played in with that band just for the cash.
I think I remember
played
that.
Played a lot, but
I remember Calamity Jane when they played that.
Yeah.
They might have even done another
I wonder if you saw like them that. With me in the band. May have. May not have.
Was that near the end of your career?
I don't remember.
Just kind of curious.
I was still... Huh?
I'm just kind of curious because...
No, I was still doing the Wicked Angel thing, but I can't remember. It was in a transition period somewhere, I think, or whatever, but I was still playing with the other band. I think we were... don't know what we were doing, but I wasn't playing in the States, I don't think, or anything. I think we were reforming or something and getting ready to play again, or I don't know. So I was playing with them to make some cash. Mary Tyler Moore.
This is another program we wouldn't miss. Because my sister... She was just becoming into herself. You know, she's like in her late teens, early 20s.
Oh, whatever. Okay, yeah.
And so she always watched us, and I always watched it, too. It was pretty good. And I remember her from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a good show, too. I just watched that recently. You can get a lot of that stuff online just as, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's public domain, but a lot of it is just...
Oh, they're just sitting there, yeah.
Is there sites where you can just watch episodes, yeah. Sometimes I come across a great site and then I lose it and I forget what it is. I got to go looking for everything all again.
There was that widget that had the classic TV in it.
There was?
Yeah. I think you turned me on to it. I totally forget.
Well, I don't remember.
You don't remember the widget?
No.
Classic TV shows. Sorry.
Some good guitar there too. Yes. Green Acres.
Green Acres.
Green Acres is the place for me.
Now, this guy is the star of the show, which I can never...
He's singing?
He's the guy.
No.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they both sing it. What's her name? Zsa Zsa or whoever.
Zsa Zsa or Ava?
Ava Gardner. No, I don't know.
Gabor.
You know, it's this to me is classic TV right here.
Hello.
Mr. Ed.
I'm Mr. Ed.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the...
Sounds like Perry Como singing, but I don't think so.
Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse.
He's... I love that show, man, when I was a kid.
Me too.
That was cool. Talking horse.
Oh, yakety yak, the streak and waste...
Now, is this guy worldwide or more local or what? Because I think Mr. Rogers, wasn't he from the Detroit area?
No. Okay. Philadelphia.
Chicago? Okay.
Yeah. They did. They had a big public television facility there in Philadelphia. A lot of shows came out of there. And Boston, too. Yeah.
This I was watching when I was watching Deedle Doors and Hot Fudge Show. All that old classic TV. You watch that stuff, right?
No, not
Deedle Doors?
Never heard of it.
Wow.
What is Deedle Doors?
It was a Sunday morning show, and they show a cartoon, and they talk, and they make stuff, construction, whatever. Remember Oopsie?
Oh, Oopsie the Clown.
Oopsie
sure.
the Clown.
That
show.
Was local.
Yeah. He was from Detroit.
He's from Detroit. You sound like
Pays to buy the best.
You sound like Krusty over there.
Krusty.
Krusty the Clown.
Oh. How about I Dream a Genie.
I Dream a Genie.
That was a good show. I really like that, too.
All these shows, I watched them all. Every one that you played music. I was like, yeah. Can't miss. I liked her because she was hot, and I was a young guy.
Yeah.
She showed her belly, and it was like...
Oh. Yeah, she had see-through pants on and stuff, kind of.
Oh, yeah. And she had a big set of
jugulars.
Oh, yeah.
And this is some classic TV, too, when I was younger. Benny Hill Show.
Oh, Benny Hill, yeah.
Used to love watching that with my dad. He dug that.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, I used to watch this. But your dad used to watch this, yeah?
Oh, he loved it, yeah, Benny Hill.
Did your dad drink?
Huh?
Did your dad drink?
No.
No.
No. Not at all.
That's good.
He liked that. He liked W.C. Fields.
Oh, yeah.
Loved the war movies.
Oh, what was up with that? Was his dad in the war? Or?
No. He was in the army, but his dad wasn't in.
Right.
But we had uncles and stuff that were have relatives, a lot of them that were in the World Wars and Marines and Navy. And here's something I'm sure you got into. More good guitar. A lot of good guitar in these shows, themes.
After the 60s, yeah. Come and knock on our door. Three's Company.
Chrissy. Another big set of jugulars.
Oh, yeah.
They were all... I thought Janet was hot. The black hair.
Yeah, she was...
I didn't like it when it was curly, though. Remember, she had a perm at one time? I didn't like that at all. No. And then the other one came. Terry replaced Suzanne Summers. But Jack Tripper, he was... what's his real name? He was in a TV show when he died, too. Remember?
13 Rules.
And his wife was Peggy Bundy, wasn't it? And I'm told that she's Steven Seagal's sister?
She is, yes.
I can't believe that. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very entertainment-based family there.
What is it? Okay.
Hey, 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 boo-boo. I will steal that picnic basket.
This music is... this was the music for every...
I don't know. I'm sure they changed them. Like, even the Flintstones, they changed the themes once in a while and stuff, so I'm not... You hear that stopping thing? And the cartoon crash. But this is classic to me, too. Here
we come. Monkeys.
Wasn't that great?
I love the Monkeys.
I'd love to have that DVD set of the Monkeys, but it's extremely expensive.
Is it, yeah?
I think it's a lot of money for that. More than usual. What a great show that was, though. Great music, man. I dig the Monkees' music.
I think
huge.
I think it was good for sure. I know. I remember I saw Wicked Angel and you guys were doing.
Stepping Stone.
Stepping Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great too.
This was a good show, and I thought she was pretty hot. Had a hot daughter too that went on to do some other things. Who's the Boss? Oh, that's where Tony Danza went to after Taxi, wasn't it?
Yes.
And the girl that played his daughter, she went on to do some movies and stuff, and I think she was in another show. I forget her name.
The daughter on this show here?
Uh-huh.
That was her daughter or his daughter?
It was her daughter. He was the maid.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good show, though. I thought it was a good family-oriented kind of thing.
Yeah. I have to admit, I saw a few episodes of that. Who's the Boss? It's funny. There's music for that somewhere out there.
There's music for everything somewhere. Yep. Star Trek is classic. That's some classic TV. Those weren't black and white Hey, they were always color, were they?
I think in the beginning, maybe? No.
Lost in Space was black and white in the beginning.
Yes.
White color. But I think Star Trek was always color.
You're probably right, yeah.
That was a good show.
Well, when you look at it now and you know...
Big bucks for those, too.
Is that right, yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. That makes sense, because that's still
100 bucks a box, and there's like three of them.
You're still... Yeah, Star Trek is still huge amongst a lot of people.
Big name.
But it's funny when you watch him. When my perception of William Shatner... Mm-hmm. Like, we know what he's like now. Like, you know,
he's a killer.
He's totally come right into himself. He makes fun of himself all the time. But when I watched those as a kid, you know, I just thought he was hip, happy. He's got the world under his thumb. Yeah. Like, you know. But now that I see him, he's just...
Well, he seems like a kind of a joke now.
He is a joke, and he makes fun of himself because just the way he talks, and he's got the deliberate stops in his voice. And
but it was... He was to be respected at the time, though.
For sure.
Now, maybe not so much now. And here's a show where everybody went somewhere after this show. Taxi.
Taxi, yeah. Someone went...
Tony Danza had his own talk show, even. Jim. He was everywhere after. The Back to the Future movies.
Yeah.
And One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest he was in.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, back in the day,
Jack.
He was great on there too.
He was very good, yeah.
And he's done a lot of things.
Danny DeVito.
DeVito, huge.
Huge.
Yet small.
Huge but small. That's right.
He's a great guy, man. He does a lot of cool stuff. He's a big time dude.
Pretty much, he's
for a little guy.
He's a Hollywood A-lister kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name on there? She had some, too.
Yeah, she had some. Schnoggers.
I forget her name on there.
Me, too.
I want to say Jenny or Jennifer, but... Oh, Lotka?
Thank you very much.
Which was...
Andy Kaufman.
Kaufman, yeah. He went on to some
to
fame.
To die.
He went on to die.
Oh, he was to die for.
He went into wrestling, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
Is this classic? It's still on TV now?
You know what? It's still on TV, but it's kind of classic because it came out a long time ago.
20 years
I was
ago.
Surprised how long ago.
20 years, I think.
You didn't realize how long that's been on for. Long time.
And where did it start?
Got to be the longest running cartoon. I don't know. The Chicago.
Tracy Ullman show.
Oh, okay.
They used to put little 5-minute clips of The Simpsons. It was just like one little piece of The Simpsons. Mm. Do you remember that?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Didn't really watch Tracy Ullman very much. Seen her a few times, but... This is the Inspector Gadget theme song. Did you ever watch that cartoon? And do you know what it was?
Oh, yeah.
Where he was a takeoff of?
It was a takeoff of the Get Smart guy.
Yeah, sure. It was him. Don Adams is the voice.
Oh, he was the voice, that's
Inspector
right.
Gadget. Yeah. Cartoon Saturday mornings. That was awesome. Were you into this at all?
This is The Ventures playing Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, I used to watch it. You know, back then, but I wasn't really that into it.
My mom watched it. She wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah.
And she wanted to go to Hawaii. That was her dream destination, to go to Hawaii.
Some of those shows like this and Dragnet and those things, I wasn't... I used to like Adam 12.
Yeah, that
one
was...
One Adam 12 and Emergency.
Yeah, you don't have music for that?
I don't know. They may be coming
I
out.
I don't know. We'll see. I just got so much.
This was definitely a classic radio station thing. Some more guitar there.
Oh, WKRP.
Yeah.
The music for this did not go with the show, I don't think. I mean, it's catchy and everything, but it was just... it should have been...
I thought it was all right for it. Cincinnati, WKRP. Pack up, moving up and down the dial. Kinda tired of packing and
unpacking. So this was, the song was taken from the perspective of who? Johnny Fever?
I don't know.
I'd have to think so. He seemed like the star of the show to me.
But,
speaking of more jugs, though, too long years.
Oh, yeah. The, Art Carlson, the Maytag guy? But the guy that came to run the show, I thought maybe it had something to do with him, too. I don't know.
To run the show?
Yeah, I remember the station director. The
program director.
I forget his name. Andy? His name was Andy on
the show, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because you know, he came to a new place to run the thing.
That's what's probably what
And the guy with the plaid jackets, he was pretty good salesman guy.
Oh, yeah, he went on to... He's a stand-up comic. First one got on that show.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him after or before.
He went on to do other things after that. Just bit parts.
Yeah.
Self-deprecating kind of guy.
What you gonna do when they come for you? And then there's Maude. This was kind of classic.
What was that? We were just listening to that,
theme from Cops.
Keep it classic, Jeff.
Well, Cops has been around for a while. It started a long time ago.
Yeah.
Sort of classic TV a little bit. Not classic, classic TV, but mid-range thing. Dukes of Hazzard is sort of classic.
This is the Dukes. Yeah. This isn't even ringing a bell. Someday the mountain
might get them, but the law never will. It's Merle Haggard, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Making their way. Now it's getting familiar. Yeah. It has a little disco beat in there. Okay, I don't know if it does. Yeah. Good times.
That was a good classic show, man. Those shows were cool. Sanford Son, Good Times.
Yeah, it's funny. The Jeffersons. It was a situation comedy for black people, and they always depicted him in kind of a...
Well, I think that's more the way things were at the time. Yeah, the 70s, you know what I mean? It's different than the way they depict them now, or the black TV shows that are on now.
Right.
A lot different.
But then they had the Prince of Bel-Air, and then the Jeffersons. They moved on up. They moved on up to the east side. Yeah, I see. So Good Times and... Sanford and Son.
The Good Times is where Jimmy J.J. Walker came from there. With the Dynamite! That was a big saying at the time, eh?
Yes, it was.
There's a lot of sayings that come out in movies and TV shows, but there's only a small handful that are really something. And that was one of them, I think, that was stuck for a long time. And like, Arnold, I'll be back. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of huge, huge, huge ones.
No.
How many can you think of, like, right off the top of your head?
I mean, do you have ducking on top of this?
No, I do that manually.
Manual ducking. So I'm having a hard time hearing you, honestly.
Yeah, I usually have them a little lower like this. I got carried away there with the Jeffersons.
Get into it.
And you mentioned the Prince of Bel-Air, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's a cool tune.
I think so.
I like Will Smith, man. And he went on to be just a superstar, man. Huge.
Yeah, he had a recording career, making movies.
That song with
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder was great.
I know what you're talking about. I just can't think of
it. Or was it just Stevie Wonder? I thought it was both of them. They did that Wow Wow West.
Yeah.
That was a great tune, man. Yeah. They did that together, didn't they?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. I've seen them do it on the Music Awards, actually. Awesome.
Yeah, he's got some talent, that guy.
Let's back up. Leave it to Beaver.
Oh, let's leave it to Beaver. See, it's funny, the stuff that was in black and white, no guitar in that stuff.
Yeah, no. It was pre-guitar era.
Pretty much. They had orchestras and
orchestra strings, yeah.
Stuff they had at their disposal.
There's not really nothing in it.
No, yeah. It was just music, lyrics or anything.
Classic cartoon. Oh, McGill Gorilla?
Not as much as I remembered Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Did we talk about Happy Days?
We talked about it. But
how did we? How come we did? Oh, because we mentioned Chachi and all that stuff. But Joni? She was on the Chachi show, wasn't she? Or no? Joni and Chachi.
Yeah,
they had a show after. Yeah. Okay. Bosley? Wait Till Your Father Gets Home cartoon. He was the voice in that back.
Yep.
I'm thinking that was it before or after? I think it might have been before Happy Days even.
Oh, before Happy Days for sure, yeah.
He had a distinct voice.
Oh, yeah.
Really recognized. Fonzarelli did some movies after. He was in a sitcom not too long ago, too. Had a couple kids and was divorced or something.
Henry Winkler.
Yeah, he was good. I liked him, though. He was a goofy guy after, though. Eh? He was so cool. Like, Happy Days, he was, like, the coolest thing. And then later on, and his career with the gray hair, and he was just, like, a little fruitcake kind of. You know what I mean? He wasn't, like, hip. It's Speaking of hip, have you ever seen Andrew Dice play lately?
No.
He's like, yeah, man. Vulgar, too. Well, he, you see him on the CNN thing?
No. I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah, he's violent to him. He went right off on the guy and split.
Really?
Oh, it's great, man. You got to find that on YouTube. Really good.
Andrew Dice.
You know, I've been watching lately the comedian guy, the Iglesias comedian. Big, huge guy with Hawaiian shirts. He's funny.
What's his name?
I don't know. Iglesias is his last name. He always says he looks like Enrique, but he's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Family Ties. There came some people out of there. Mallory. She was hot.
Mallory was hot.
But Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
He was a pretty big actor. Lots of movies and everything. Back to the Future and all that stuff. He was like a child forever, that guy. Still is. He never changed. Yeah. Almost like the... Remember Webster?
Webster, yeah.
But then the other one with...
Michael Coleman.
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman, that's right.
He's funny looking still.
They used to have him like on morning radio talk shows. They used to just call him.
Yeah, just call him to laugh at him.
Bug him.
Him and Richard Simmons.
I'm a little confused. What was that the theme for?
Family Ties with Michael J. Fox. And Mallory's boyfriend, actually, he was in the movie Trick or Treat. With all the Fastway soundtrack. Gene Simmons was in that. Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah. I remember
good
that.
Movie.
Yeah.
Went to the theater to see that. It was cool.
So there was Family Ties and Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
Did we have that already?
Yeah.
Confused.
Different Strokes was with Joe and all the girls lived in a dormitory thing.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah. Here's more classic TV here.
We're burning sugar.
Yeah, that was awesome. The Great Ragu.
Yeah.
Lenny and Squiggy, man.
Squiggy.
And Lenny. Lenny was when he came on to be a big star after. Did a lot of stuff, actually. Well, he did Spinal Tap.
Oh,
he was
right.
In a lot of movies. He was in the Airheads movie, I think it was called, with Adam Sandler and stuff. What was the one where they're in a radio station? They had him, held him captive. He was the radio station guy. Was it called Airheads, I think?
Is that what it was? Yeah. I know Airheads.
Yeah, I think Adam Sandler and wasn't it Silent Bob Jay was in that movie or something? I don't remember who was all in it, but classic Christmas cartoon right here. We got Christmas coming up right around the corner.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Isn't it Boris Karloff singing?
You really,
really
are a heel.
I thought it was.
You're as ugly as a cactus. You're as charming
maybe
as
maybe not.
A
I don't know.
Mr. Grinch.
Don't quite
that
remember.
Guy's got a deep voice, that's for sure.
Sounds like our buddy Pat. Hey!
Pat McGuire!
Do you remember this show? Seems to me it was like a back in the day Sanford and Son era time or something. Chico and the Man.
Oh, Chico and the Man, yeah. That's Freddie Prinze.
Yeah.
That sounds like Jose Feliciano singing. Oh, for sure. He had that voice there, the blind guy playing guitar.
Yeah? No, I'm not sure.
This is classic.
Classic Popeye. He's been around forever.
They made a movie out of this.
My uncle looks just like him.
Do you remember who starred in the movie?
Williams.
Robin Williams,
yeah. They had two movies, didn't they? Wasn't there a sequel or something, or no?
Maybe.
And the Popeye chick, Strikes Again.
Olive Oil was a chick that was in Cheers with Robin Williams.
Well, which chick? Diane.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was in MASH. Way back. Theme from Mighty Mouse. Here we go. This is awesome. Classic, too.
Welcome back, Carter.
Yeah. My parents met Epstein years ago in California. Got his autograph.
She is so lucky.
Yeah.
They met. Sorry.
Yeah. My parent.
And the dude singing this tune?
I don't know. Who is it?
Randy Newman, I think.
Who?
Randy Newman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who is he? Developed a Newman mic?
He did that tune.
Newman.
Short People guy.
Oh, Short People.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that wasn't who did that. Jim Stratford did that. Stratford.
What?
Yeah, Short People? Wasn't he the one that did Short People? Or no? Short People and Rainy Monday something. Snakes. I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes. That was Jim Stratford, but I thought this was Stafford, too. I mean, I thought Jim Stafford was the guy that did the Randy other Newman. Song. Was it Randy Newman?
Yeah, Short People.
Short People?
Yep.
Okay.
But who's doing this tune, you're saying?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You said Randy Newman does this.
That's what I thought.
Sure. Okay, I'm not sure. Did you used to watch Saved by the Bell?
No.
I thought it was cool, man.
A lot of people came out of that as well.
Sort of. A few little things. That one guy that was like Spanish or whatever. I think he did some stuff after. He's Wonder Woman, another hot one.
It was John Sebastian who did the Welcome Back, Carter song.
John Sebastian, okay. Yeah.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that was cool. What was her name? She was Linda Evans. That was Dynasty.
Yes.
What was her name?
Oh, no. She was hot, too.
Yeah, huge.
Huge, yeah.
In your satin tights. Oh, classic right here. What's happening?
Oh, what's
hey, Raj. Hey.
Yeah.
No singing in this either, I think.
No, this is it.
Just had that catchy thing going on. And, of course, some more classic cop show. Starsky and Hutch.
Never caught that. But we always watch that, for sure.
A little bit of cool guitar in here, too.
Yep,
like
that.
In the Shaft days, that porno guitar.
Porno guitar, that's exactly what that is.
Good. And, you know, it was great, Beretta. Oh.
Do you have that?
I'm a sparrow.
I don't know if I have that in here or not. Let's see if they got it.
But Starsky and Hutch, they drove their... Is it a Torino or a Gran Torino?
I think a Gran Torino, yeah. Lost my whole place. Starsky and Hutch is pretty good. It's a cool cop show. Did you see the movie, the later movie that came out?
Yes, with the guy who just tried to commit suicide there.
And he was in it, though, at the end.
Owen Wilson.
What was his name? Starsky and Hutch were in it at the end.
They were both in it?
I think both of them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Michael Paul Glazer.
Yeah. And what's the other guy's name? David Soul.
Very good. That was...
Don't give up on a sign, no. We can still come through.
Woody.
Harrelson.
Pecker.
Now that's a little loud, I'd say.
Yes, we're cranking. It just getting louder and louder as we go.
Did you used to watch Barney Miller? That was something that I would think that you'd watch.
All the time, yeah.
It was intellectual.
Yeah, more funky bass.
Yeah, good tunes. Porn style.
This isn't so much porn style.
I don't know.
This was grooving. It was like the bass line was just killer. I think if you hummed this bass line to anybody, they'd be able to say, oh, yeah, that's the show. Abe Vigoda.
What about him?
Was on this show.
Oh, right.
And
Fish. He was Fish.
Yeah, I was trying to think who played.
And he had a show after called Fish.
That's right. Eddie, courtship of Eddie's father.
Yeah. Isn't that great? I used to watch that. Bill Bixby.
Yeah.
He was the Hulk.
My sister had a crush on Bill Bixby.
So did I.
Very nice. He played a magician after in another TV series.
No, barely alive. Can't remember. He got around. He's dead now. Still alive?
We have the technology.
You think you'd see him around somewhere?
We have the capability
the Hulk
to make the world's first bionic man. Faster.
6 minutes more, Steve Austin.
Yeah.
The original Steve Austin. Not the wrestler.
Not Stone Cold.
Once upon a time.
This is around the same time, too, probably.
There was a $6 million
man. Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels. That's some classic TV. So is Love Boat. Remember Love Boat? It seemed to have a theme.
Same
like,
music. Almost same music.
Porn style.
That ain't porn style.
Kind of disco-y, actually.
This is disco. It's got that disco beat.
Good song, good lyrics, and it's cool. Memorable. Love. Really smooth, like
so
Vegas disco-y. Style.
Holy
exciting and new.
Exciting and new.
Wow.
Huh.
We're
Cool stuff. And then, as we talked about earlier, spin-off from Cheers there. Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. This was some good jazz.
Oh, Frasier, yeah.
Hey, good tune, man. And maybe that's him singing? Seem a bit
confused. Yes, it is.
Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged.
That's him, man. Yeah, he's great. With those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. That's good singing.
Yeah, they're it is. Calling again.
Sure, it's him.
Positive.
Scrambled
yeah.
eggs wow. all yeah. over my face. What is a boy to do?
He's good. He's yeah. been on Broadway, and he's like, he's, night, he sings, like, all the time.
Wow, there's just, I'm going to skip through some stuff here, man, because there's just so much. There's
Big JD.
There's Little House on the Prairie. That was some classic TV for a lot of people, I think.
My wife would never miss that. That was just a little too sappy for me.
Yeah. Great classic cartoon here.
Pink Panther.
Henry Mancini Orchestra.
Henry Mancini doing the tunes for that one, yeah.
I don't know if you're into Magnum at all.
My mom was. It was always on the TV guitar. Every week.
And we talked about Emergency.
Who's the actor for Magnum?
Can you send me some EKG?
Magnum?
Transmitting EKG. We're sending you a strip.
I forget his name.
Yeah, me too.
Big guy, though.
160. The victim
and there's all the ones with that other guy. He's been in every show. The Beach guy there.
Or
German
asshole.
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Pump,
he's in a lot of stuff. Hill Street Blues. Did you used to watch that?
No.
Didn't really watch that.
Me neither.
I've seen it here and there. I didn't care much for the old guys in it and stuff. I don't know.
Nope, never.
Full House. That was a big thing back then.
Full House.
It's two little girls. That,
oh, was
the Ashleys.
Yeah.
Or whatever
Olsen
they are.
Twins.
Olsen twins, yeah. Yeah.
Who's pretty the show?
The main
Bob
guy?
Saget?
Bob Saget, yeah. And I think we briefly mentioned Dynasty
and
before.
And the other dude, who's good in there? David Coop. French last name, back from Detroit, comedian, was in the other guy. There was two men who lived in that house.
Oh, he's from Detroit?
Yeah.
David. Yeah, the cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that guy. Seems to have lots of trouble these days. Laurel and Hardy, that's super classic, ultra classic.
Ultra classic.
Hawaii 5-0. That was a big thing.
We did this already.
Did we?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Then we'll move on to Greatest American Hero was a big name theme song, actually. That was a big theme song. I can't believe it myself. Bless you. Suddenly I'm up
on top of the world. But what is this the theme show for?
Greatest American Hero.
What is that?
Guys, I think he could fly and everything. He was like a Superman kind of guy or something.
Here's, I mean, I've heard the song.
Ultra classic.
Oh, for sure. This is one I was thinking of, for sure. Guys like us, we had it. She's a really good actress, too.
He's fantastic. And Meatball, or Meathead, I mean. Meathead went on to be a big Rob Reiner, Mary Laverne.
Yeah, his dad was a
super huge dude.
The guy who produced Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, that's right. Carl Reiner.
Carl Reiner.
Yeah, big time. And what else we got here?
I think you keep turning up the music as time goes. We're yelling over.
Did you watch? I think this was Golden Girls. Did you watch that?
No.
Me either.
Geriatric show. No thanks.
Oh, this was a good theme song. Disco. Solid gold.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't remember. this is fantastic. Classic MASH. TV, man. I love MASH.
It's like the helicopter blades are syncing up with the music. Like if there was any other modulation, it'd be wrong.
I dug this too, Jump Street. 21 Jump Street?
Nay.
No?
Nope.
No, that was pretty cool. Pop style show.
Classic game show.
Remember Chips?
Oh, yeah.
I think this was sort of classic. It was a big thing for people. Good tune, too.
Oh, Friends. This is, who's the band?
But this is super classic. Hey? Yeah, the Odd Couple, man.
Odd Couple, thanks.
And, of course, Lost in Space. We had mentioned earlier. That's a big thing. Danger, danger, Will Robinson, danger. And this is the original Star Trek intro theme. Remember Growing Pains? Show me that smile. Ooh, And then I can't recall which one that was. And then there was Silver Spoons. Remember, we talked about that one time. And Save the Best for Last. Okay.
Cranking the tunes in here. Next week we have teens, babies, and unemployment. What the hell is that? The title says
kids having kids, man. What's up with all that? We gotta talk about that stuff.
Teens, babies, and unemployment. Yeah. What's the unemployment gotta do with anything?
Well, teens are not working or having kids. The unemployment rate and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, kind of wonder what's going on with all that. The welfare.
Oh, kids.
The state of things. Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mother's allowance. All that kind of stuff we're going to talk about.
So we're going to get serious again.
Huh?
We're going to get serious.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, good.
Our look at it.
However serious that is.
And you can check out our schedule anytime you want at www.thejabbercast.com. You can email us from the contact page, hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or contact us by
going to the contact page on thejabbercast.com, and you'll see a little My Chingo widget there. Click the record your message button, and we'll get it and play it on the show. We'll do anything we want with it.
Sure. Spoken word from you.
That's
Leave
right.
us a show topic idea, an upcoming topic. If you have a story on it, just record it on there.
Yeah.
From your comfort of your very own
iMac, 24-inch
office chair. 24, yeah, it must be nice. It's hard to keep up with the LaPlante's.
It is, I know. You should get a job.
Yeah. I have a job.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
Doing these here podcasts.
These full-time podcasting job.
So I guess that wraps things up.
Oh, yeah, we're way over time now.
And
I don't know how you squeeze it in.
We're going to leave off with a greatest, I say, classic.
All right, thanks for listening.
TV right here.
This is classic.
Needs no introduction.
No.
Nor outroduction. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD@thejabbercast.com or Lippo@thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.